סימן עין וב, סעיף זין. ספק אם צואה בבית, if you don't know if there's any tzoa excrement in the house, mutar likrot, you're allowed to read. You're allowed to daven, you're allowed to learn. Techezkat bayit she'ein bo tzoa, because it's the there's a chazaka that we know in a house, you're not going to find any tzoa lying around. And nowadays too, even if you have kids, unless of course you know the facts are clearly different in your house. But it's safe to say, chazaka she'ein bo tzoa. Safek im tzoa be'ashpa. What if you have safek if there's tzoa in the outside dumpster? Asur, then you're not allowed to. Mishum becheskat ashpa sheyeshba tzoa. Because there's a chazak on the ashpa, there is a tzoa. Nowadays, certainly inside a house, not a problem. Even with our dumpsters, many say it's not a problem because we don't usually have tzoa there. And the smell is not usually strong enough. But that depends on each case. Aval. Safek meraglayim. Anytime there's a safek, if there's meraglayim lying around, right, a puddle that's not absorbed, a filu ba'ashpa mutar, even in a dumpster area, then it's you're allowed to read and daven. Mishum delo asra Torah likra keneged meraglayim, ela keneged amud shel kiluach. Very important. The only iser deraisa when it comes to when it says v'hayav machanecha kadosh, and it says your machane, your encampment where you are, it must be kadosh, it must be clean. It does refer to urine, and it does refer to tzoa, but only when it comes to tzoa, it's as it is. When it comes to urine, it's only an iser deraita when it's actually flowing, when the person is urinating. Once it hits the ground, it is no longer aser deraisa. Only midirabanan. So therefore, and he continues, v'achar shenafa lo mitzar ela midirabanan, u'besfeika no gazru, and the rabbis were not, chazal were not gozer whenever there's a suffix. Okay. Chet, kara b'makom shira'uy listapek b'tzoa u'metza'a acharkach. Now, let's say you davened, you read Kriyat Shema, you said brachos, in a place where you knew there was probably going to be tzoa there. And then, of course, you find it. So tzarich lachzor v'likrot. So if you be the evidence, what you did didn't count, and you must repeat Kriyat Shema, brachos, everything. And we're talking in a place where, a situation where you find it within Dalet Amos. It was normal to be there. You didn't know if it was there, but it was normal, and you needed to check. But you didn't. So then within Dalet Amos, you have to repeat. If it's Malei Einav, if like, you know, you're able to see it from there, 10 meters away, or 30 feet away, so then it's not going to be a problem b'diavad. This will come up again shortly in a later siman. Aval, im Einav makam ra'oy li'istapek bo. But if it's in a place where you don't have to worry about it, it's not normal to see it lying around over there, which is usually the cases nowadays in most clean cities. Ein sarich lachzor v'likrot. You don't have to worry and you don't have to repeat. U'miraglayim afilu matzal makom shor eli stapik. And miraglayim is similar, as we said before, even in a place where you expect that it's very possible to be there. Ein sarich lachzor v'likrot. You do not have to repeat. It's only in Isser Derabban and then they weren't gozer v'diavad. Okay, siman ayin zayin. Asur likro keneged meraglayim ad she'yatil letochan revit mayim ve'az mutar. Now let's say you have a cup, a bucket, a puddle of meraglayim, of urine on the floor in front of you. You're not allowed, we just said, I mean, the rabbanim, you're not allowed to learn while you're facing it, while you can see it. So what do? Either you get rid of it, or you just be mevatel it. Urine can be mevateled by one revit of water. All right, and if the urine, not the most common, but if it is extremely smelly, much more than usual, like it's if you're next to it, it's a little bit irritating or repulsive, not just that you can smell that it is urine, it has to be where it's disturbing to you. So then it's considered to have a significant reyach ra, and then you must be at least, then you can't be next to it until you go away, dalet amos, from Dalet Amos, from where the smell ends. Okay? But all you, it doesn't matter how much a person urinates one time, one revi'it of water cancels it out, and then it's mutter. Lechadchila, it should be poured in all at once, but even if the revi'it of water gets dripped in there, but yevet, that's also mevatel. Doesn't matter if it's on the floor or inside a vessel. We're not talking about a special container, which will be discussed later. A special container that's miyuchad only for urine, and it always has urine in it, or it's regularly has urine in it. So that has an extra worse status, a more difficult status for being vayamachanecha kadosh. Okay. Lo shna hayu heim bakli techila v'noten alei amayim. Lo shna hayu amayim bakli techila. So it doesn't matter if there was water in there first or urine in there first. So if a person urinates into a toilet or any vessel for the purposes of mevatel the urine, it would be batel and not a problem. Outside the issues of is a toilet in a bathroom, is that a beit kisei for halachic reasons? We discussed that and we'll touch upon that again later. Bet. Revi'it she'amru. Now when we said a revi'it, l'mei raglayim, shel pa'am achat, u'l'shel shnei pa'amim, shtei revi'ot, u'l'shel shalosh, shlosha. Hagav v'chen le'olam. So for every time a person urinates, he needs to put in one revi'it. Doesn't matter if a person urinates a cup worth or a gallon worth. It's whatever it is, one revi'it, you pour on it, suffices. And every time one urinates, someone must add. If a person urinates several times, and then you want to be mevatel with water afterwards, so lechatchila one, it's a machloket, but according to the Pshat Shulchan Aruch, and most lechatchila, one needs a revi'it for each time. But yevid, if it's one revi'it for all of them, then it suffices, at least according to many. Okay. Right. One other thing. If a person just urinates one drop, less, a really small amount, so most say that we go lakula. You only need to have more water than urine, and that's mavatel. The kula is, if a person urinates much more than a revi'it, then you still only need one revi'it of water. So that's just a kula. We go lakula in either direction. Either rov or a revi'it. Okay, next topic. Next siman, ayin chet. Si'if aleph. Haya korev itchilu mei raglav shotetin al birkav. Person's saying kriyat shema, and all of a sudden he notices some urine starts to drip out. So posek ad sheyichlu amayim, so you stop when you notice that it's coming out, and then you continue to read Kriyat Shema to say brachos from where you left off. You don't start from the beginning. You pause and then you continue. Even if it got onto your undergarments, your clothing, and it got wet, even if it's so wet that if you touch it with your fingers, now your fingers are going to be wet enough to get something else wet. Because we're only talking about undergarments, undergarments, and they are covered with something, with your shirt, your pants, over it. But if the urine reaches the floor, it makes a little puddle, so then marchik mehem arba amos. So then you have to be dalet, you have to distance yourself dalet amot. All right, haga o kashir sheet ba'er la kaman siman pebet o mamtin achiba uba karka, or basically you let it absorb into the ground. Now, and if it's on your pants and it gets wet, where it's we're going to discuss this soon how wet, but then one has to change his pants before it continues to daven, unless it's an issue of onus, you can't, kavod abrios, you're in the middle of Shemana Esrei, gets a little complicated in sticky situations, but that's the general rule. Ve'afilu shaha kidei ligmor et kula. Let's say you had to pause, you're taking a leak and it took a while, even if you had to take a pause, or because you had to change your clothing, and you had to pause, and it took so long that you could have davened all of Shemana Esrei, right? And for some people that's 2 minutes, and some people that's 10 minutes. It goes by the person. It doesn't matter how long you pause, you go back to where you left off. However, the Rama writes, V'yeshomrim, Shim shaha kadei ligmor, t'kula chozer l'rosh v'cheni kar. It depends how long of a break you took. So for Ashkenazim, it depends how long. If it took a break of however long it takes you to say Shemona Esrei from beginning to end, and that's how long your pause was, then you actually have to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. Yes, for undergarments, even if it's soaking wet, you can still daven. Very good. It's only the outer garments that are a problem. Well, okay. You can also either change your clothing, or if you're over your pants are soaking wet, you can just take a blanket and put it over your pants. And that's also considered good enough. Even though it's touching your body and your body's now damp, that's okay. Now, what happens with the urine catheter? Someone's in the hospital and he's hooked up to a catheter to urinate, and it just drips out on its own. So the poskim say it's not a problem. He can daven 100% karagil, like regular. Number one, it's completely covered. Number two, he doesn't feel anything coming out. So they say if you don't feel anything, it's number one, that's not a problem. Number two, it's bishat adchak, and so no one has to check. No one has to check and see, you know, if when it's dripping. One just davens kadarko, like regular, and doesn't, and that's not a problem. Okay, we are going to siman ayin tet. Seif Aleph. Haytat so'at adam mi'acharav, tzarich laharchik arba amot mi'makom shekala hareyach. Okay, so when it comes to the tzoa, the excrement of a person, if it's in front of you, well, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to in front of you. Let's say it's behind you, so you don't even see it, but it's within dalet amot, that's not okay. It violates vayam achanecha kadosh, and one would even have to repeat. So that one has to distance himself at least dalet amot, not just from the tzoa itself, but dalet amot from where the smell, the reyach ra, ends. Now, just important to make a quick differentiation. There are two types of reyach ra, two categories. One is when there's an actual physical item that's giving off the reyach. It's called reyach sheyesh lo ikar yesh bo mamash. And then there's another kind of reyach which has none. Like there's nothing there. There's just the smell is there, but let's say that soa got wiped up completely, but the smell is still there. Or if a person passes gas. So then that's another example of invo, it has no ikar, because that's inside the person. But from what comes out, there's no ikar. So a person cannot say a bracha within where there's a bad smell. How far away you have to go? So if it has an ikar, there's an actual substance, you have to be dalet amot away from where the smell ends. So you walk to where the smell ends, and then you count another, it's about four steps, dalet amos. If it's just from passing gas, or there's no, the tzoa is completely cleaned up, but the smell is there, then you just have to walk away from where the smell ends. You don't have to count another dalet amos. Okay. Afilu yesh bo lo choli she'enu meiriach. Tzarich le'archik arba amot yimakom she'ich le'hareach le'mish meiriach. Now this is more objective than subjective. Let's say you can't smell. So that's not an excuse. You still can't daven there because the tzoa is there and everybody else can smell it. It's objective. So you go by pretty much the average nose. Umilafanav. Now what if it's in front of you and you can see it? So tzarich laharchik melo einav. As far as your eyes can see. And again, that goes by a normal person. It doesn't matter if you're wear glasses or not. It goes by a normal person who doesn't need glasses. Afilu balayla. Even at nighttime, oshehu suma, or even if one is blind. You go as if it was daylight, and if a person could see or a person can smell, the same idea. She'enu re'ota. Right? It's at night, you can't see. Tzarich laharchik ad makom she'enu yachol lirot beyom. It goes by the daytime. That's when it's visible. It's more. It's intrinsic. It's either tzoa or not tzoa. It's not based on if it's dark or not. V'im hu mitzido dino kim la'acharav. Now, if it's on your side and you're not facing it, it's the same thing as being right behind you. Okay. Haga, Shaliach tzibur mitpalo v'tzoa beveita knesset. Somehow it ended up tzoa is inside the shul. Obabait shemitpalal sham, or in the house where you're davening. Afilu hu liacharav b'chol abayit tzarich lishtok ad shiotzi ena. Let's say he looks around him and he's good. The tzoa is not near him. He doesn't smell anything. It's still a problem. It has to be removed. Miachar shemotzi rabi midechol vatan, because he's the shaliach tzibur. He has to be motzi everybody in the room. Everyone has to listen to him. V'yafshar shelo yehi yamina kahal b'toch arba amo shelo tzoa. It can't be that someone else is not going to be next to the tzoa. So he has to wait till it's completely out. There's also a question mark. It's a question in the Rishonim as far as if the tzoa is a mafsik. Let's say, even if everybody would be dalet amot away, if the tzoa is between the shaliach tzibur and some of the people, that also could be a hefsek, which separates them. Anyway, bekitzer, we just make sure it's completely removed from the room. Okay, seif bet. Haita b'makom gavoa asara tfachim onamuch asara. What if it's in a place, the tzoa is high up, 10 tfachim above the ground, or 10 tfachim below the ground in a pit? And some say, at least lechatchila, we're talking about a space that's 4x4 tfachim, similar to Hilchos Shabbos. But it's not needed. So let's say it's above or below 10. O shahaita bebayit echad, vehu bebayit acher. Or you're in two separate rooms. The tzoa is in one room, and you're in the another room. Afilu hapetach patuach, even if there's an open door, right? V'yoshev b'tzida, v'ro'eota, and you're right next to it, and you could see it. Im ein la reach yachol ikrot. If there is no reach, bad odor that reaches you, then you're allowed to daven because it's in a separate room. The kevan shiv reshut acheret, once it's in a separate reshut, karinan be'shapir v'yam hanecha kadosh leharosh. So the rosh holds that now it's no longer in your machane. Your machane, Chazal says, it's in your room or within Dalet Amos. Okay, so it actually goes akula. But it has to be, if it's in your room, if it's in a separate room or outside of Dalet Amot, then it's no longer your machanecha kadosh. A problem. Now, so that's according to the Rosh. So it's, you could even see it through the open door. Aval harash, Bader Ashba holds, davka kishe'ena re'ota. If it's in a separate room, you can be right next to it if you can't smell it, but it can't be a situation where you can see it. So it's preferable to be machmer like the Rashba, but one could be mekel like the Rosh when needed. Okay. Ve'im yesh la reach, lo mahani hafsaka, ve'lo shinui reshut. So he just stresses, there has to be where there's no reach. Because if there's a reach, it doesn't matter if it's a separate room, You can't say a bracha when there's a bad odor. V'yesh omrim d'chihechi d'afsak mo'ed l'tzoa atzma achinam yimal d'reach ra shela. There is another opinion who does say that. However, if it's in a separate room, then it's okay, even if you have that smell. But that's not the accepted halacha. Okay. Okay. So I mean. This is something important to point out. What if you're in a situation where there's a bad odor and it has, there is no mamish, ain lo ikar, or there's a bad odor, it can even be you're in the same building or a house, as a plumbing issues, and there's a really bad odor, but it's in a separate room, okay? What can you do? So since it's in a separate room, you can say brachot on one condition: you outdo the bad odor. Either you close your nose, or you put on some air freshener or incense, and as long as it's stronger than the bad odor, and now you don't have, since now you're in a separate room, and or ein lo mamish, ein lo ikar, and now you don't smell it anymore. So that's a way to get out of it. Well, Yeshurim doesn't bother. It's not a problem if it smells. So, but we don't hold like that. We hold if it's a bad smell, you have to wait. But that's an easy solution. Okay, Seif Gimel. Chatzer Ktana. Now we had this case recently. I can send it out again. in the WhatsApp, we had a similar case where you have two rooms next to each other, and one of the rooms is called bigger, doesn't have to be, but it essentially has four walls with a door, with an opening or a doorway. And then there's another room adjacent where the opening is, and it's a little, the walls where that opening is more narrow or smaller. So what happens is that smaller room, we call it smaller, it doesn't have to be by square meters, but it's usually smaller. And for this purposes, the doorway is smaller on one side. So that the smaller room, we'll call it the smaller room, only has three walls. And what would have been the fourth wall is completely open, and that's the connection to the bigger room. Okay, it'll be clear if you need to look at the picture. Yeah. Exactly. Gimel. Chatzer ktana shenifritza bimilua la gedola. The smaller room, the fourth wall, is completely open. It has no fourth wall, and it opens up into a bigger room. Vagedola odefet alei aminit stadim. And the bigger room has partial walls on each side because it's wider, it's bigger. So the ktana lo chashiva kabay b'fnei atzma. The smaller room is not considered its own room. Kevan shenifritza bimilua la gedola, since it's completely open on that wall. Avala gedola kevan shektalea odefim. Al shel ketana mitzad ze u'mitzad ze, but the bigger one has that fourth wall. On that fourth wall, it has two small walls. So chashiva kabay b'fnei atzma. So the bigger room is considered its own proper separate room. And hilkach, and we learned that the smaller room gets follows after. It's a nigrar after the bigger room. So therefore, hilkach im tsoa b'gedola. If there's tsoa in the bigger room, arasur likrot b'ketana ad shiarchik kashir. So then, you have to. So if you're in the smaller room, you have to still be dalet amot away from the smell. V'im tsoa b'ketana. But if the tsoa is in the smaller room, mutar likrot b'gedola below archaka. So then you can read in the bigger room, right next to it, imein magia lo reach ra, if there's no bad odor. Okay, dalit. Tsoat kelev v'chazir, the tsoa of a dog or of a pig. Im natan bahem orot, if you put in them leather for tanning. So then it has a din of tsoa, davar that's prevents it from being machanach hakadosh. So then, marchiki mehem kamo mitzoat adam. One has to remove himself, distance himself, like as if it's tzoa of a person, but it smells really bad. V'im lav dinam kedin tzoat char behem achayev of she'ein tzarech laharchik mehem. But if not, if it's just stam on the street, regular tzoa of a kelev or a chazir, of a dog, that's common. So then it does not have a din of tzoa like a person, and you do not have to distance yourself at all. Im en behem reyachra, unless it has a strong odor. Normally, they do not have a strong odor. Again, even if you put your nose to it, and yes, it smells, that's not a problem. It has to be where it's a, there's no exact definition, but it has to be where it's a strong odor that's definitely disturbing if you're next to it. Okay, but the general rule is, tsoa from any animal or bird, in general, is not a problem. As long as, in particular, unless it smells, that's the exception. And I remember when I had a dog as a child, I remember someone telling me that you're not allowed to say brachos, kiddush, with the dog in your room. And that is false. Because if the tzoa is not a problem, how can the animal itself be a problem? V'im yesh behem reyach ra, dinam ketzoat adam. But if it does have a bad odor, so then this tzoa of the animal does have a din of tzoa for all the halachas. Okay. Hey, tzoat chamor haraka, v'achar sheba mi'aderech. Now, a chamor, that donkey that has tzoa loose, and it comes from right after a trip. V'tzoat chatul, unemiya, unevelo masrachat. And the tzoa of a cat, and if there's a carcass of an animal or any nevela, and it smells really bad, it starts to smell bad, and it's really offensive and disturbing. So then, dinam kitzoat adam. Then it has the din of a tzoat adam. V'aholech baderech, and the one is traveling. Afal pishurat tzoat behem kanegdo, even though you see the tzoat of an animal in front of you, Im en hareach ba'lo ein achoshesh. And if it does, the smell doesn't come to you, you don't have to worry about lemiat litlota b'shal chamor. You don't have to worry, ah, oh, maybe it comes from a chamor. No, don't worry about it. U'besamuch la'ir yesh omrim sheyesh lachosh. Some say, this obviously would not apply to us, but if you are right near a city, then you have to worry about it. Because most animals that are next to you are chamorim. So the Haga points out, yeah, that's not in our situations. Okay, Vav. Birushalmi oser likro keneged me ragle chamor haba min aderchu keneged soa ternegolim aduma. Birushalmi says it's usher to read in front of the meiraglayim, the urine from a chamor that comes from a road trip, from traveling, or keneged the tsoa, even though, and most birds are not an issue, but the tsoa of tarnagolim aduma are a problem. And it's not clear what tarnagolim adumim are, what aduma, what's that referring to. There is an opinion it refers to turkeys, but I would recommend to be machmer, but I don't, but the evid probably not needed. Okay, Zayin. Even on the ground, unless it's nivla. Zayin. Soa tarnagolim acholchim b'bayit dina ketzot behem achayev ov. The tzoa of birds. Even if they're in the house, they have the same din. It's not a problem. It's not tzoa. Unless it smells bad. Aval halul shalehem. The tarnagolim, they're lul. They're coo. How do you say it? Coop, right, chicken coop. So then, yeshbo sirchon, so there's a chazaka that they have a very strong bad odor. V'dino ketzoat adam, and so in general they have that's their status. That's their din. They have a din of ketzoat adam. So you have to not look at it and be dalet amos away from the smell. Chet asur likrot keneged ashba shirei chara. You're not allowed to even be facing and looking at an ashpa that has a strong odor, which we already discussed. Tet yetsa mimenu ruach milamata asur b'divrei Torah ad sheyichle hareach. If a person himself passes gas, so then he's not allowed to say divrei Torah until the odor dissipates and it's no, you can't smell it anymore. V'im yetsa mechavero mutar b'divrei Torah. Now, what if your friend passes gas? So then it's okay. It's because this is only an Isser Darabanan. And Chazal said this is very common. You're going to be next to people who are passing gas. And we can't have you keep stopping the Bittul Torah every time someone passes gas. So they weren't gozer by Divrei Torah from somebody else. Mishum de Iyevshar. She Talmidim Ktsatam Gorsim Ktsatam Yishenim Afichim Mitoch Hashena. Because the Talmidim are always passing gas. Nothing you can do about it. Aval likra kriyat shema, and for tefillah the same. Asur ad sheyichle hareach. Then it's going to be asur until the smell ends. We're going to do one more siman here. Pei. Seif aleph. There's only one seif. Mi shabari lo she'enu yachol amod al atzmo leafiach ad sheyigmar kriyat shema tefillah. A person knows he can't hold himself back from passing gas. It's constantly, it's regular, and he can't hold himself. He's not capable right now. He's not feeling good. Mutav shiavor zman kriyat shema utfila v'lo yitpalo mimash yitpalo v'lo guf naki. So this person cannot daven and cannot say brachos because he doesn't have a clean body. Yimavar zman atfila anusu. And if the zman of tfila passed while he was waiting, so then he's an anus and mitpalo mencha shtayim when he gets better. Yimira lo shiachol amar alatzom shal kriyat shema. But if a person knows he can hold himself just for kriyat shema at least, so yaniach tfilin beinava. The Kriyat Shema, we discussed this before. You can put on your tefillin, haga umevarech, aleihem, you say bracha on them. And if a person's in, now many achronim say one should, as long as he's not actually passing gas, he should at least say Kriyat Shema. A little bit different than the Shulchan Aruch because it's a deraita. That's what most of them hold. And for a person who is in a constant state for days or maybe even a full day, Sheilat Chacham Ma La'asot. Okay.